Welcome to the Tech Light Retrospective.
Yes, welcome back. Tech Wipe Retrospective episode number 4 coming at you. It's been a couple weeks since episode 3. Been kind of busy. Got a hockey team in the playoffs. Got some baseball. I'm a sucker for good sports. So I've been a little distracted. Some personal life stuff keeping me distracted as well, but in a good way. Not in a bad way. On this show, I play my music for you. I make a couple songs a week. Some mediocre electronic stuff that I seem to enjoy doing. Got some good feedback on it. This is just a little half-hour spotlight for me to showcase what I do and why I might make the songs I do, how I feel when I make them. But it's fun. I had a couple glasses of wine tonight, watched the sunset, felt the breeze come in off the bay. I thought, you know, maybe I should have a chit-chat with myself tonight. Why not? Got 4 songs for you tonight. They're going to span the entire length of the time I've been doing this, I guess you could say. Going back from the first album all the way up until some unreleased stuff. So we'll start it off. The first song here, this is off the my first record, which is called Sunburnt Songs. This was a song that got a lot of feedback from friends of mine. They really liked it. One person kind of said it had a little bit of a New Order sound to it. I don't know if I heard that or not, but it's called 86 Daytona. And I named it that because the first song that I made when I got back into making music, I sent it to my friend who likes electronic stuff. He's real picky and he's like, hey, the bass is too heavy. I said, all right. So I wanted to make a song that I thought would sound good coming out of some tinny speakers in a 1986 Daytona. And so I made this song, 86 Daytona, coming at you. We'll be right back.
You there, computer man. Fix my pants.
That was 86 Daytona, as in 1986 Dodge Daytona. Threw in a little IT crowd humor at the end there. I don't actually know how that would sound in a 1986 Daytona, as I have not seen one of those since my buddy drove one in high school. He had installed an aftermarket state-of-the-art compact disc player that probably cost more than the car was worth, but he loved to go down to the record store and buy those bass mix CDs, the ones that were just nothing but bass songs, you know, that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 bass. They were kind of cool, but every time we rode around listening to them, I really thought like a door was going to fall off or a wheel was going to pop off because it was rattling so much. That was 86 Daytona. That is off my first record called Sunburnt Songs. You can find it on Bandcamp, techwipe.bandcamp.com. You can find that song also on my Audius page, audius.co/techwipe. Or you can find me on SoundCloud anyways. Any of those spots, any of those sites will do. The website for this show is techwiperetro.com. And you can also contact me. Tell me my stuff sucks. That's techwipe@protonmail.com. Coming up next, this is a song off my second record. The second record is called A Friend is a Stranger You Shouldn't Have Met. I made this song on New Year's Eve. Because that's what I do. I don't go party or anything like that. So I partied at home and I made some music. This song is called Resolution. Thank you. That song is from my second record called A Friend is a Stranger You Haven't Met Yet. The name of that track is Resolution. It was named as such because I made it on New Year's Eve. So if you ever wondered what the mood of somebody would be when they're alone on New Year's Eve, just sitting in front of a computer making beats, well, there you go. You have about 3 minutes and 42 seconds of an example. I kind of dug the loop for the drums. Sounded kind of cool, and I put a little organ bed behind it. And I kind of dug it. It was a nice night. I sit and talk like it was pathetic that I was alone on New Year's Eve, but I don't think so at all. Actually, New Year's Eve is one of the nights of the year that I would not want to leave my house at all, because people are morons, especially when they get super hammered and they have a reason to get super hammered. I have a pretty good view from my apartment, some fireworks, so what the hell do I need to go outside for? All right, so coming up next, I have a song off my third record. The name of my third record is Unbridled Enthusiasm. And this song is a little different. It's got a different feel. Most of my songs have kind of a funk, like an upbeat, something like a solid beat to them. I wanted to make something that was a little more ambient. And I had been listening to a lot of Autechre. If you've never heard of Autechre, they're awesome. I've been listening to a lot of Autechre and listened to a lot of Aphex Twin. And I kind of got a little influence, more so from the Autechre than anything. This song is called Last of the Red Eyes. That was Last of the Red Eyes, one of my more ambient tracks, kind of more of a headspace sort of song, less about a funky continuous beat like I would normally do, because that's essentially what's playing in my head at all times, in the jukebox of my brain, some kind of a funky beat that's on repeat that might change tempos every once in a while. But I was listening to a lot of Autechre and got some influence, and I wanted to make a song that was a little bit different. That one's off of my third record, Unbridled Enthusiasm. You know, because when you hear that song, you think Unbridled Enthusiasm. It just goes to show you that I really don't put a lot of thought into the names of my albums. It's generally the first thing that pops into my mind when I have enough songs that I would consider an album length. Kind of sticking with that theme a little bit, we'll pick up the pace just a hair. I listen to a lot of Aphex Twin. I'm a big, huge fan of Richard D. James and everything he does. And I've been listening a lot to his Selected Ambient Works, 85 to 92, which is one of the best electronic albums of all time. And I made a song kind of inspired by that, and also The Pale Blue Dot, which if you never heard the Carl Sagan, The Pale Blue Dot, monologue, it's really, really good and very, very powerful for such a short thing to say. So check it out. This is an unreleased track. I don't have it on an album yet. It's called Blue Dot.
us, it is different.
From the upcoming, as of yet untitled album that was called Blue Dot, inspired by some Richard D. James, a little bit of Autechre as well. I'm very happy with that song. I was playing around. I make all my songs in the Reason program, the digital audio workstation. And there was a part of that program that I hadn't used before. And I was able to kind of throw something together using this after kind of doing a brief tutorial of it. So, you know, we're all in this together. Just figure it out as we go along. And I was pretty happy with the results. Pretty happy. So we'll do one last bonus track here. Normally I only do 4 songs on this show, but I'll do one more. So my songs were kind of short today. So another one I'm really happy with. This is not on an album. And it's a remix. I'm a massive Iggy Pop fan, and someone had found an a cappella of one of his songs with the Teddy Bears called Punk Rocker. And so I wanted to put a beat behind it and see what kind of remix I could make of it, and I was really happy with the way this turned out too. So this is Punk Rocker, lyrics from Iggy Pop. This is the Tech White Big Beat Long Meat remix.
Driving down the street, I'm bored with looking good. See me driving down the street, I'm bored with looking good. I got both hands off the wheel. The cops are coming. The cops are coming. The cops are coming. The cops are coming. See me driving down the street. We'll be right back.
punk rocker, yes I am.
That was punk rocker lyrics by Iggy Pop. The Tech White Big Beat Long Meat remix. I had a really fun time doing that song. I was really happy with it at the end. It took some time getting the lyrics to line up with the beat, but it was a fun project, and I was happy with my colleague who was able to get that acapella for me. So that's the end of the show tonight. Appreciate you sticking around and listening. You can find this show on techwiperetro.com. You can email the show at techwipe@protonmail.com. All the music you can find on techwipe.bandcamp.com or audius.co/techwipe or soundcloud.com/techwipe. I'll do another show in a few days. I need to catch up after taking a couple week break. So we'll play some ambient piano music as we send you off to bed.